guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Kind of a quiet two-sided market here today, Don.
You know, it really was. I think, you know, kind of a choppy market. I think we're kind of preparing. The market is for the acres report, stocks and all positions report, March 31st. Funds long corn, so I think liquidating there a little bit. Big shorts in the wheat market here and also in Europe. So starting to watch that weather pretty close. The wheat market really for the week was the more stable, trying to find some strength here a bit. So we'll see if we're starting the first weather concern in the U.S. And the Black Sea on the wheat. But otherwise, I think the corn market tried to break to the upside on old crop corn, just really not enough there ahead of this acre stocks report, so pulled back a bit, Randy.
Sure. Wonder if, too, if the export sales report take the wind out of the sails of that wheat market a little bit.
Well, I think it did. You know, poor export wheat sales, like you said, cancellations. Big corn exports sales, and it looks like they're front-end loading ahead of tariffs on both corn and soybeans. Soybeans 13% over a year ago on sales, corn 25% over a year ago. China looks like they're trying to load up against the U.S. 84% over a year ago on their purchases, so the first 2 months. So, but it looks like those export sales, just kind of sink from here. We're the cheapest on soybeans. We're the cheapest corn in the world, so we'll see if we can stabilize going forward. Argentine corn harvest, 15, 16% done, kind of pressing some of the values in South America on corn, Randy.
Yeah. Well, even too, when you start seeing Brazil importing U.S. corn, it says we are the cheapest.
Yeah, you know, I think that's it. Also, Brazil, you know, here this couple of weeks ago took off the import tax on corn imports. So certainly they want, and that's part of the reason we were able to ship some corn there, but also Argentine corn harvest, you know, that'll cross the border there and go into Brazil until they get ramp up on their first corn crop. They're harvesting that, and then they're, of course, their bigger second corn crop. But their first corn crop is usually consumed domestically, but it just tells you the tightness that Brazil has short term.
Livestock and hog market, what happened there?
Well, I tell you, talk about March Madness, you know, as far as the basketball, look what's happened in the cattle market. Cash cattle here on Friday traded in the Corn Belt as high as 212, then 215. That pretty much put a top in the cattle market. We did have key reversals across the board in live cattle and feeder cattle. That often signals either a major top or major intermediate top. Now, last week, we had a similar type of situation. We had a key reversal in all the feeder cattle in the back months of cattle, but cash market just too strong. So we'll see, you know, if we've got funds selling coming at us early next week. Certainly a warning sign for the bulls. You know, oftentimes, Randy, in these big bull markets, whether it's corn or whether it's the grain market, livestock market, you put your tops in on the most bullish news that you have, 215 high on cash cattle, all-time high, pretty big number. And that caused some unwinding of spreads, been popular for buying cattle, selling hogs. That got unwound, gave some strength to the hog market to end the week, Randy.
Anything else we should be aware of here?
Well, I think we're going to watch the dollar, see if that you know, if that can weaken up here, at firm back up here this week with interest rates staying the same. But probably need a lower dollar here to help stimulate some exports. And concerned with tariffs going forward and that reciprocal trade supposed to kick in April 2nd.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.